Today's Shein Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin. We are one daf away from finishing this Masechta, and Be'ezus Hashem starting Sukkah. So we begin on Pei Zayin Omer Aleph, 8 lines from the top. We're in the middle of a Braisa, but we're starting a brand new idea. It's a continuation of the general theme that we've been discussing, so we'll just start off quoting this Pasuk from Mishlei. The Pasuk in its full entirety is Se'es Pinei Rosha Lo Tov. Lahatos tzaddik b'mishpat. Now we're going to read that word the way I enunciated it, but then we're also going to read it with the word lo tov broken up in a different way. The word tov will be reflecting back on the beginning of the pasuk as well as going on to the next part of the pasuk. So let's darshan. Se'es pinei rasha lo tov. To show favor to somebody who's a rasha, somebody's a wicked person, that's not a good idea. Lo tov lohem lo rishayim. It's not good for the Rishayim when they get anything good in this world for them. Why is that? For example, Lo Tov, Lo Liachov, Shinosu Lo Ponim Bolam Hazeh. It wasn't good for Achov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a little bit of a good thing in this world. Achov was a huge Rasha. Achov and Izevo were the protagonists against everything that was good in Klal Yisrael, and they led so many people astray. And yet at the same time, when Eliyahu told Achav that you are going to die and that your entire family is going to die with you, so Achav did somewhat of a tshuva, and he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on him. So he had mercy on Achav, and that allowed Achav to continue to live, and he continued to do terrible things. So therefore, it actually wasn't a good thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to Achav and didn't punish him fully in this world when he should have. So, lo tov lo li Achav. It wasn't good for Achav. Shenosu lo panim b'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a break in this world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yan ki nichna. Now, the Girsa that we have is Achav milafanai, but that's not the right Girsa for the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Melachim Aleph says, Yan ki nichna miponai lo'ovi hara b'yomav. Since Achav had begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, and he was nichna, he made himself subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I'm nothing in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Hashem said, I won't bring the punishment on him during his lifetime. I'll only, after his death, I'll take away his lineage and his reign in his kingship. And therefore, this actually was a negative for Achav. The Gemara continues the Pasuk. Now, the end of the Pasuk literally just says the words that we have in the Gemara, Lahatos tzaddik b'mishpat. However, we'll see that the Masorah Sashas brings down a nose dalet over here from the Ein Yaakov that the word tov is lidrosh lefanav uli achrav. So it's as if, even though the Pasuk only says lahatos tzadik b'mishpot, it's as if we say tov lahatos tzadik b'mishpot. And therefore the Gemara darshins tov lohem tzadikim she'en osim lohem panim b'olam hazeh. It's actually good for the tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give them their reward in this world. He saves their reward for all the world to come. For example, Tavlo l'Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he hit the rock and didn't speak to the rock, so he got, quote, punished for that. So Tavlo l'Moshe, Shalom Nasol l'Panim B'Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him a break and let him get through this when he had so many tzechusim. Of course, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest person who ever lived, would have merited, so to say, being given a break. But Shenemar, the Pasuk says, and we said the other day that Moshe Rabbeinu insisted that this be written down in the Torah. Yan lohem mantem bi lahakti sheni. The Klal Yisrael. I didn't make it that you should have a Kiddush Hashem on my name. The rest of the Pasuk says, Lenei b'nei Yisrael. And therefore, Hashem said, Lochein lo soviu es hakol hazeh el oris asher nasati lohem. Therefore, you Moshe Rabbeinu will not be the one to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Instead, you will die and Yoshua will take over. So this was actually good for Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha'ilu ha'mantem bi, if in fact Klai Yisrael had seen you talk to the rock rather than hit the rock, so then adayin lo yigia. Now the Girsa we have is zmanam, but the Ba'al and others say that the Girsa should be zmanchem. In any event, Moshe is being told that if you had listened to what I had asked you to do, and had talked to the rock instead of hitting the rock, so then, lo higia zmanchem lipot min olam. Then I wouldn't have taken you from this world at this point in time. Now this was actually a good thing for Moshe Rabbeinu to be taken from the world in this period in time, because he got to the olam ha'emes faster, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the most deserving person of all time. So therefore, it was actually a good thing for Moshe Rabbeinu from a personal point of view, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him in this world, and then he had all of his zechusim for the world to come. Incidentally, the Bach adds the words over here, it wasn't only good for Moshe, he says it's also good for Aaron. He has the gears of Tov Lo L'Moshe Uli Aaron, Shelo Notzu Lo Ponim Bol Maseh. Okay, in any event, the more continues on this idea, it says, Ashrehem LaTzadikim, praiseworthy are the Tzadikim, they're very, very fortunate. Lo Dayan Shehen Zochim, not only for themselves personally, do they have great deeds that are going to be zchutz for them. Elohim is zakin livneim livneivnehim. That's of kodors, but their good deeds that they did in this world are going to also benefit their children and their grandchildren. That's of kodors. All of their lineage that's going to come after them, all of their descendants will benefit from their righteousness. Shekama bonim hayloli aron shirui lisarf kinodav aviv. And this is maybe by the Bach had the gears before Tov Lohem Latzadikim for Moshe, Tov Lohem Moshe, Uli Aaron. Because here we give an example, not from Moshe, but we give an example from Aaron. And it says that Aaron, of course, we know had four sons that are written in the Torah, Nadav, Aviyu, Elazar, and Isamar. Now, we know that Nebuch, Nadav, and Aviyu passed away, but the Gemara is telling us here that all of them were supposed to die. Because of the Chet Egel, Aaron was supposed to be punished, that all of his four children were supposed to die. Shekama bon hayloli Aaron, shiru'uyin li sarif kinadav v'aviyu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, hano sarim. Aaron's children, v'adabri Moshe el Aaron v'elazor v'elisamor banov, hano sarim. They were the survivors, implying that they really were included in the original decree. However, the zchusim of Aaron helped protect them. El sha'amad lehem zchus aviyim, the zchusim of Aaron allowed that the decree against Aaron was mitigated. Granted, to lose two of his children, another of his, a horrible, horrible difficulty to deal with. But he was supposed to lose all four, but his great zechusim protected Elazar and Isamar. So the great tzaddikim can protect their descendants. And similarly, the great Rishayim, unfortunately, impact their descendants. Oilehem l'Rishayim, woe is to the Rishayim. Not enough, lo dayin shemachayvim yatzmon, that they themselves get punished. However, el shemachayvim levneim, a so-called doros. The parallel of here is that they unfortunately cause harm to their children, their grandchildren, and to all their descendants for all generations. And we see this from the famous Maisa with Noach coming out of the Teva and unfortunately planting the vines, the grapes, and getting drunk. And his grandson, Kenan, saw him in his inebriated state, undressed, and he tells his father Chum, and Chum also sees him in this way. And therefore, Harbi Banim Hayulol Kenan. So Kenan was the grandson, and he was worthy of having children that would be great people. Shirui Li Samech. He had descendants that would be worthy of being righteous rabbis. So Harbi Banim Hayulol Kenan, Shirui Li Samech, Kit Tevi Avdol Shirabim Galil. Just like Tevi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel, was referred to as a Kashra Eved, but bottom line was he was still an Eved. So Tevi on his own, if he had been born into a different family, Mestama, he would have been a rabbi. He would have been a righteous individual. However, because he had the misfortune of being born into the family of Kenan that was cursed for all time, his father, the grandfather, the leader of their family, Kenan, had been cursed because of what he did with Noah. So therefore, all of his descendants likewise were cursed. So even if they were worthy, like, for example, his great-great descendant, Avdo Shel Rebbe Gamliel, this person, Tevi, nevertheless, El Shechovas Avim, Garmo Lehem, that they wouldn't reach their heights that they might have otherwise reached spiritually. The Brisa continues. Kol mizakes harabim ein chet baal yado v'chol amachtias harabim kimat ein maspikim b'yod lasos tshuva. If somebody goes and benefits the entire tzibur, mizakes harabim, he does things for the benefit of all of Klal Yisrael, does benefits for the tzibur of his community, his shul, his local area. So then this person will be protected from having chet come to his hands. We'll see in a moment why. Because ultimately, if he is doing such good for other people, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to be in Gehenim, and all of his disciples, all the people he benefited, should be in Gan Eden. And vice versa, the opposite. If somebody is causing all the other people to sin, machtias harabim, so then, kimat, it's as if almost. Now, the word kimat is a very important word here, because it basically says that nobody ever should think that it's too late. This was the sin of unfortunately, of Acher, of Elisha ben Avua. So he thought that he had heard in the Pargod, he was a great individual originally, and he had heard in Shemayim that they said that everybody could do tshuva but Elisha ben Avua. So he said, well, they're not going to accept my tshuva. I said, I'm going to have a good time in this world because I don't have the world to come. But that was a mistake on his part. While it would be difficult for such a person to do tshuva, it's never, ever impossible for anybody, no matter who they are, to do tshuva. We saw that the wicked butcher within 3 weeks, the wicked butcher Nebuzaradan, who killed millions of Jewish people, was a horrible, horrible figure. Yet, it says he did a true and honest tshuva, became a ger tzedek, and his tshuva was accepted by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even if somebody is machdis a rabbim, kimat in maspikim b'yod lasos tshuva, almost impossible for such a person to tshuva, but never totally impossible. Now, what's the basis for this? Where do we find the psukim to support this? So it says, "Kol hamizakas rabbim ein chen bal yodo." My time, oh, what's the svari here? Kadesh lo yehu begehedim v'salmido began eidem. It shouldn't end up that he turns bad and he goes to Gehenim. He goes downstairs and all his talmidim go upstairs. The talmidim began eidem, as the pasuk says. Shenemar, the pasuk from Tehillim tells us, "Ki lo sazov nafshi l'shol." I will not let you go down, l'shol means to Gehenim. Lo sitein chasidcha l'roshachas. I won't let my chasidim, my good people, go and see the shachas, go and see the destruction. So therefore, these people who had been mezakeh the rabbin, if they were to have sin presented to them, and they couldn't, so to say, overcome the Yetzirah, so then they could end up going to Gehenim, and all the good things that did for all the other people, they were mezakeh the rabbim, so those people will all go to Shemayim, they'll go to Gan Eden. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that he doesn't put difficult challenges in front of them. That's what it means. Ein ched bo al yado. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give him such difficult challenges. As Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu madcha mipano vesu aveira. Shlo tovel yodo. The schus of his being mezakeh the rabbim will make it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put the temptations in front of him that he might otherwise have been tempted with. That's what the pasuk Tehillim means. And likewise, the opposite for the Rishayim. Kol machdis rabbim emaspikim yod lasos tshuva. If somebody never causes other people to sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give him an opportunity. Here it doesn't say kimat, but the idea still is the same. They're not going to give him lots of opportunities to do tshuva. In other words, he's going to be faced with temptation after temptation. Because we don't want this person to really do tshuva, and he caused all the other people to sin. So all of his disciples are Nebuchadnezzar in Gehenim, and the Talmidim in Gehenim, and he's in Gan Eden. So the same idea that we don't want the good person to be in Gehenim and all of his disciples to be in Gan Eden. We don't want the Rasha to be and do tshuva and be in Gan Eden and all of his disciples, all the people that caused the sin to be in Gehenim. And this is also a pasuk that we have in Mishlei, Shenemar, Odom Oshuk Bidam Nefesh Ad Bor Yonos Ayisuchu Bo. If a person, his hands are filled with killing people, with bloodshed, so he's going to end up in a bottomless pit, Ad Bor Yonos Ayisuchu Bo, and nobody's going to help him get out. He's not going to be supported. So again, the idea over here being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lead the person down the path that he wants to go, and if you have tremendous zuchusim, or if you, Rachmon Lusan, the opposite, have tremendous demerits, that path that you're going on is going to become a one-way street. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if a person, Rachmon Lusan, says, Omer, Echtov Yoshuv, Echtov Yoshuv, so then he won't be given the opportunity to do tshuva. Person says, I'm going to go and sin, but don't worry, then I'll do tshuva. So I'm going to eat this lobster, I'm going to do this aveira, and then afterwards I'll clap, I'm so sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's his attitude, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let him do tshuva. Where it says, why do you repeat this? Why do you say, Omer, Ech Tov Yoshev, Ech Tov Yoshev? We got it. You could have just said, Omer, Ech Tov Yoshev, you won't be given the opportunity to do tshuva. So Lomer L'Neimar, Ech Tov Yoshev, Ech Tov Yoshev, Trezim, why did he say it twice? So where it says, Kidrav Hunam Rav, something we had previously, Rav Hunam Rav said, the Omer Rav Hunam Rav, Kivan Sho'ovar Odom Avera, Visharnabo. When a person does an Avera, then he repeats it, so then Hutrolo, it becomes Heta for him. And the word says the same question that we said previously. What? Hutrolo? So Kedaitach? Really? If you eat lobster 5 times in a row, all of a sudden, the lobster becomes kosher, it has the vad hashkacha on it. So the says, no, of course not. Elanasis lokete. In this person's mind, he's so used to doing this, so it's as if that's halakhically allowed. Oh, the other people, they're just doing a chumrah. The other people, they're wrong. And I'm the one that's right. So a person, when he starts doing averas, so the averas, because of their regularity and his familiarity with this avera, so it becomes as if it's hutter to do so. That's why the Gemara says, Echtov Yoshev, Echtov Yoshev. So he thinks this is an acceptable way of life, which of course it's not. Then we quote the Mishnah, which says, Echta the Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Similar idea. If a person says, I'm going to sin, but don't worry, Yom Kippur comes along, it's going to be Mechaper for me. So then, for such a person, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur will not work for such a person. Now, this is implying that Yom Kippur has come and is Mechaper without you doing tshuva. So whose opinion is that? So the Gemara says, Lema Masnisim Dolka Rebbe. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to go in accord with Rebbe, because Rebbe had said, we learned this previously, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, I call Averish of the Torah, Ben Asa Tshuva, Ben Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Rebbe seems to say that regardless of you're doing Tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Now, our Mishnah seems to say, no, if you say that I'm going to sin, and then Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper, then Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper. So this, our Mishnah seems to go against Rebbe's idea that Yom Kippur is Mechaper no matter what, even if you didn't do Tshuva. So the Gemara says, no. Our Mishnah could even be in accord with Rebbe. Afilu temo Rebbe, because our Mishnah is different. Rebbe says that if a person didn't have ever said Yom Kippur is Mechaper, certain assays, los assays, Yom Kippur is Mechaper no matter what. But that's if the person is just going about his regular business and unfortunately he makes some mistakes, and then Yom Kippur can be Mechaper. But if the person says, no, I'm going to sin because of Yom Kippur, so then even Rebbe would agree that no, that's not going to help you then. Afilu tema Rebbe. Rebbe could also be in accord with our Mishnah, because agav, because you're saying that Yom Kippur caused you to do the sin. As Rashi says, me'acha sha'olo hu somech lachto, because you're saying, I'm sinning because of Yom Kippur, then ain't a mechaper. Then Yom Kippur is not going to be a mechaper. So therefore, agav is shiny. It's different over here if a person says, I'm going to sin, and Yom Kippur is going to then undo my sin, then even Rebbe would say that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, even if he didn't do tshuva. So Rebbe could be the author of a Mishnah as well. Everybody could be the author of a Mishnah. Then we quote the Mishnah again, Aveira should be an Odom Lamokom v'chule. We said that if a person does an Aveira that's been Odom Lamokom between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Yom Kippur could be Mechaper. But if it's been Odom L'chaveiro, so then Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper. Hashem won't forgive you, so to say, until you go and ask Mechila from the person that you hurt. Ben Odom L'chaveiro, you have to go and ask for Mechila before Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chavu le Rav Yavo. So Rav Yosef bar Chavu said that there seems to be something that's internally contradictory, and he asked this question to Rabbi Yavol. You say over here, Aveiro Shebein Odom L'Chaveiro, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. The Mishnah states that between individual sins, between one person to another person, Yom Kippur will not work unless you ask Mechila. But how do you understand the pasuk from Shmuel Aleph where it says, well, Ksev, Im Yechato Ish Le'ish, if one man does something to another man, Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, Upil Lo Lakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept his tefillos and give this person a kapara. Rashi says, Mistama, Kasal Kadaitha, that the word upillo is a lashon tefillah, right? Vayipalel is a lashon tefillah. Upiyasu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mepalelo umefaiso umechapelo. And it looks from this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and give mechila, even though the person didn't ask his friend for mechila. His pasuk seems to go against our Mishnah. So Gemara says, no, you're misunderstanding the words. Who is this Elokim Pilalo that you're telling me in the pasuk? It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Elokim. It's Elohim. Mon Elohim Dayana. This is human beings. As Rashi says, V'hai Upilalo doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you. Elo, it means Upilalo Noshan V'nosan Bifli Lim. Like we have in the pasuk in Mishpatim. Hadayon Yishpot b'neim. So the other person, human beings, will forgive you one way or the other. You either ask mechila or you don't ask mechila. So therefore, that's what the pasuk means, exactly in accord with our Mishnah. Where it says, wait a second, Ihachi, if this is the way you're darshaning this pasuk, so then keep on reading the pasuk, Emo Sefer. The end of the pasuk says, Vim la'shem yachtu ish, if a person sins against Ben Odom Lamakom, so then mi is palalo, who can go and judge him? Who can go and be the Nosan Bifli Lim? Who's going to do that? Now, are you saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it? That's also something that doesn't make any sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything. So therefore, if you say me is Palalo, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a way to go and judge this person? So who says you're right? You're Taka. Hachikama. The pasuk that we said at the beginning should be read in the following way. Im yech to ish le'ish upilalo, if a person does an aveira to another person, ben odom l'chaveiro, and he asks for forgiveness, then Elokim yimcholo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and forgive this person, only after the person asks for mechila. But, if it's ben odom l'makom, im l'ashem yach to ish, so then, Miyis Palel Ba'ado, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and decide, does he get Mechila or not? Tshuva U'Masim Tovim will determine that. So therefore, the Pasuk from Shmuel Aleph is perfectly in accord with our Mishnah. Now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kol HaMaknet Es Chaveiro, Afilu B'dvarim. If somebody gets into a fight, right, Ketata, Maknet, is a fight, they causes trouble, one person to another person. So if you, Reuven, get into trouble with Shimon, Afilu B'dvarim, even if it's just words, it's not you didn't steal money from him. Tzarich L'Faiso. Words are often worse than money, right? The famous English expression, sticks and stones may break my bones, but knaves will never hurt me. There could be nothing further from the truth. So the person, Reuven, who gets into a fight with Shimon has to go and ask Mechila. Even if it's just Bedvarim, right? He insulted him. He hurt him in some way without financial damage. So nevertheless, you have to ask for Mechila. So you have to go and ask Mechila. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, again, we're quoting a lot from Mishle over here, Shenemar, Bini, my son, Im if you became an orev, a guarantor for somebody else, in other words, you said you'd pay money on their behalf, or tokata lazor kapecho, or if you stuck out your hand to a zor, to a person who's a stranger to you, and Rashi explains that you mishvil zor laarvo mamum, o im no keshes beimre picha shiknitaso bidvarim. That's the end of the pasuk that we just are in the midst of reading. No kashta b'mreficha, or if not for money matters, but you did something to this person with your mouth. Shiknitaso bidvarm, Rashi says. So if you did this, osa zos v'inotzel, kibosa v'chafriyecha al iske mamon. Rashi is explaining what you should do, which is the rest of the pasuk. I say zos, efo b'ni v'inotzel. If you do this, what we're going to now tell you to do, then you will be saved. Kivosa b'chafriyecha, if you have come into the situation where you have either financially or through words hurt somebody else, so then you're under his domain, so to say. Lech hisrapes urahav re'echa. Go and hisrapes. Hisrapes is a lashon Rashi says of yad uporalo. You got to pay back any money that you owe this person, and if it wasn't money, so then you have to go. Rashi tells us, if you want to get rid of the imre picha, the things that you did wrong to him, so levake shemenu mechila, you have to go and ask for him mechila, and that's what the Gemara says. Had a darsh in this pasuk. Imamon yesh biyadcha hater lo pisas yad. If you have his money in your hand, so give it back to him, right? Hater lo pisas yad. Open up your hand and give it back to him. V'im lav, if it's not a question of money, but it's a question of you insulted him, so harbe olav reim. Go and get your friends together, as Gemara is going to tell us in a second, and go and ask Mechila. If he's not willing to give you Mechila himself, so then go bring other people there to show you sincerity and beg for Mechila. That's the pasuk. It says, Urahav Re'echa. So it could be literally, it means to go and treat him with great royalty. So treat him like a leader. But it's also a play on the word. Re'echa means friends. So if he's not willing to forgive you, bring along friends. It's also a play on the word Urahav, could be also understood as Horav, go and bring lots of friends. And we'll learn some of these dinim in a moment that you're supposed to go and ask Mechila if he doesn't will, is not willing to give it to you one-on-one, so then you bring additional people to help you. Now, the gear says here we have his ve'amar ochista, as if this was a direct continuation, but it's not a direct continuation, so the more correct gear should be amar ochista. That's what the Mesosh Shah says. So amar ochista, b'tzarech l'faiso b'shalosh shuros shel shlosho b'nei adam. If he doesn't accept your Mechila right away, you don't have to go and do this if the person and you are able to talk it out and he gives you mechila. But if he doesn't, so v'tzarech l'faiso, you have to go and ask him to be mechil you. You do this three times with three people. And this is based upon the pasuk in Iyov, where it says, shenemar, yoshor al anoshim. So that's number one. V'yomer chotasi, and you say, I sinned. V'yoshor hevesi, lo shavali. So you go three times. First time is a reference to the words Yoshar al Hashem, and you say Chotasi. The second time is Yoshar Hevesi. I made something bent. Hevesi is like crooked, and I'm trying to make it right. A little shovely, but it didn't help me at all. So again, the person has to do this three times. We dashing out from this pasuk in Iyov. That's how Rashi dashes his pasuk. There are other ways to dash in the pasuk to get the idea of three, but the bottom line is that you're supposed to go three times. Then again, we have Vit Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, but many are not goris the word vav is the Mesosha Sa says. So Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Rav Yossi, who was the son of Chanina, said, Chamavakesh Matu Mechavero. If somebody is begging his friend to like bend over to him and listen to him, in other words, he's begging his friend for Mechila, the Matu Bechavero means he's asking his friend to like bend down and give him Mechila. So in this situation, Ayavakish Mimenu Yosef Mishalosh Parim. He darshens this pasuk in a way that says that you should not go and do this more than three times. If after three times he hasn't said, okay, I'm Mechil you, then you did what you're supposed to do, and now the onus is upon him. And he brings a different pasuk with the idea of three times from Bereishis. Shenemar, Ona Sona Viata Sona. When Yaakov Avinu passed away, so then all the brothers were scared that Yosef would now take vengeance upon them for selling him. So they begged him, and they said, Ona, that's one, Sona, that's two, Viata Sona, that's three. So here you see the three times that you're supposed to ask Mechila. And that is the proper way. And in Shulchan Aruch, that's brought down. You should try three times, and after three times, so then you did what you're supposed to do. Now, the person you're asking forgiveness from should also understand that in the first and second time, sometimes he doesn't want to give Mechila right away for whatever the reason, but by the third time, he should be Meichel. Shouldn't be too tough in not being Meichel somebody, even though the person really did an egregious sin to you. Nevertheless, you should forgive them if they really come and beg sincerely three times. Now, what happens, Nebuch, if in the period of time that you wanted to go and ask Mechila, the person that you hurt, Nebuch, passed away? Be amazed if the person that you're asking Mechila passed away and you never really got your Mechila. It wasn't the three times and you didn't get Mechila, so then what should you do? So maybe Asar b'nei Adam, you bring a minion, you bring 10 people to his grave, Umamidim al Kibro, and you stand by his grave and you say the following, Omer, Chotasi l'Hashem al Kisrael. Every Ben Adam al-Khaber was really a sin against the Kodesh Baruch Hu also. So the person says, I sinned against the Kodesh Baruch Hu by sinning against you. Ploni, so I sinned against the Kodesh Baruch Hu and also against you. Shechavalti bo, because I did something wrong to you. And I'm publicly stating this over here, and I'm asking Mechila. And in this way, he'll get a kapara, even though he can't ask Ben Adam al-Khaber. You have to ask the person, but Nebuch, the person is dead. So this is the way to go about doing that. Ma'isa Shoya, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Havale Milsa, Rabbi Abba Bahadeh. Somehow, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the great Rabbi Yirmiyah, had done something to Rabbi Abba. As Rashi says, Rabbi Abba Hoyalo Lisroim al Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Abba had a reason to be upset with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shechatalo, he did something to him, doesn't say what. And therefore, as appropriate, also Rabbi Yirmiyah, Esev Adasha to Rabbi Abba. And Rabbi Yirmiyah went to the door of Rabbi Abba to go and ask Mechila. So Ozel Esev Adasha the Rabbi Abba. So he went to Rabbi Abba to go and ask Mechila. No, while he's waiting outside, waiting for somebody to come and open up the door. So he's standing there. Mahadeh Deshaja Amse Maya. Rabbi Abba's servant girl, she was throwing out the dirty water. They didn't have indoor plumbing, so she's throwing out some waste water, some garbage water. And Mahadeh, while she is Deshaja Amse Maya, she ends up throwing some onto Rabbi Yirmiyah. Motor Zarzife de Maya Areshi. Some of the water falls on his head. He taz the tipe shovchin, some of this dirty water, this shovchin, is coming into contact with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shoysa shivcha shofecha, she's throwing out the dirty bath water. Zarzife tipin, and some of these drops, that's zarzife or tipin, some of these drops come into contact with him. Oh, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Omar, asuni ki ashba. So I've been becoming a dump, I'm becoming a garbage dump over here, that they're throwing the dirty water on me. So Koranavshi, he said about himself the pasuk from Tehillim, where it says, this is in the Hallel, we say this all the time, we say Hallel, so me'ashpos yorim evyon, from the garbage dumps, from the ashpa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift up the poor person. So that's me. This is exactly what happened. I came here to ask Mechila, and I was denigrated in this way. So Baruch Hashem, I got Mechila. So the Ein Yaakov says, so he went home. He says, okay, I accomplished what I had to do. I debased myself, and Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Abba didn't come to the door, so Baruch Hashem, I got debased, and now he went home. So that's what the Ein Yaakov says. So Shama Rabbi Abba, that Rabbi Yirmiyah had come to him, and this maisa happened that his shivcha, Rabbi Abba's maidservant, had poured water on him and gotten him wet with some of the wastewater. The Nafik Liape. So Rav Abba now went after Rav Yirmiyah to go and apologize. Amalei, Rav Abba said to Rav Yirmiyah, you came here to apologize to me, but now I got to apologize to you. Hashto tzrichno lemefach adai toch. Now I have to go and ask Mechila from you, because you got more of a debasement than you deserve. As the Pasuk says, this Pasuk in Mishlei that we discussed before, Dechsev, Lechis Rapes Urahav Reyecha. So therefore, I now have to go and ask you Mechila when you came to ask me Mechila originally. Great Gedolim, always looking to do things Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. It's Rabbi Zeira. If somebody did something wrong to Rabbi Zeira, so he went out of his way to go and give opportunity to that person to ask Mechila. He would go and make himself available. He would pass in front of him. He would make sure that the other person saw him to hopefully spur the other person to do tshuva. Now, Rabbi Zeira forgave him. Rabbi Zeira wasn't asking the person to be Michael me for his kavod. He wanted the other person not to go to Gehenna. He wanted the other person not to be punished. And therefore, Rabbi Zeira forgave him with a full heart. But that doesn't accomplish anything without the person asking for it. And therefore, he would go and be available to that person that owed him an apology, and to make sure, so that person would come and ask for forgiveness. And this way, he wouldn't go to Gehenna. Because just because you forgive somebody, which is a very good idea, we say this every night in the Kriya Shema Lamita, call me Shehiches Vehiktitosi, anybody that did something wrong to me, I forgive them. That's the proper way. You should always be moichel them, but at the same time, they won't get the full kapara if they don't ask for forgiveness. So that's what Rabbi Zeira did. Similarly, Rav Havalei Milso Bahadehahu Tabocha. Rav had been hurt by a certain tabach, a certain butcher, and that butcher never asked Rav for mechila. Losol Kameh, he didn't come to him and ask for mechila. Rav didn't want this butcher to go into Yom Kippur without having the opportunity to ask mechila from Rav, because that would be a terrible avla that he'd have to bear. So Rav went out of his way to go to him. But Mali Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, this is what was on Rav's mind on Erev Yom Kippur, that this other person shouldn't go to Gehenna because he didn't ask Rav mechila. So on Erev Yom Kippur, when you have a million things to do, but Mali Erev Yom Kippur, Amar Ihu, Rav said to himself, Ezel Anna Lefaisui Le. I will go to him and give him the opportunity to ask me mechila. So Pogabi Rav Huna, as Rav goes to this butcher's house, he meets up with his star Talmud, Rav Huna. And Rav Huna asks him, Amalei Rebbe, where are you going? Erev Yom Kippur. Lecha Gozlmar, where are you going? It's Erev Yom Kippur. So Amalei, so Rav tells him, I'm going to Lefaisui Leplanya. I'm going to go and offer myself an opportunity to this butcher to ask me for mechila. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Ozil Abba Lemiktal Nafsha. Rav Huna said, Mistama to himself, he called him Abba, which is Rav. So most understand that Abba is a title of respect. We find Shmuel calling Rav Abba. Right? If you call somebody father, it's a sign of respect, a title of respect. Lahadul Elif Havdalos. By the way, they call their priest father. Right, so it's a title of respect. However, Tosfos Shonim brings down over here, and this is brought down elsewhere as well by various Mefarshim, that Rav's name was Abba, and that his close friends, like Shmuel, would call him Abba. Not as a sign of respect, but that was his name. So Tosfos Shonim says, how could in the world Rav Huna do this? She said Rav Huna certainly wasn't calling him by his first name, and that this was a derech kavod to call him Abba. And the proof to this is why when Elisha says goodbye to Elio, Elio goes up to the Shemayim, so he says, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisro. So the word father is a sign of respect. So certainly Rav Huna is saying this about his Rebbe. He wouldn't call him by his first name. So he says, Ozel Abba, the great Rebbe, Abba, is going to unfortunately cause somebody to die, because Mustam, he knew this butcher, and this butcher, nothing good was going to happen with this butcher. So anyway, Rav went, Ozel Vakami Lavi, Rav went to this butcher, and he stayed outside the butcher, and the butcher came outside, and ultimately he sees Rav. Now, what was the butcher doing? He was doing butchering. Hava Yosef called Poli Reisha. He was going and doing some butchering work, and he sees Rav. Doli Einei Bechazi. He lifts up his eyes from his work, and he sees Rav. And he says, Amalei, he says to Rav, what are you doing over here? Abba. Now, I don't think this Abba is necessarily a sign of respect. Maybe it is. In any event, he says, Abba, is that you, Rav? Abba? Zil, leave. Leslie Milsabadoch. You came here to give me an opportunity, Mistama. He recognized why I was here, to ask Mechila from you. I got nothing to ask Mechila from you. And he goes back to his butchering work, and Bahade the Karpoli Reisha, and as he goes back to his work of chopping up this animal, Ishtamed Garma, a bone, as he's cutting up this animal, a bone comes off from the animal that he's cutting up, or Machi Bakui, and hits him in the Kui, is the throat, Rashi tells us, the Gargaruso, and Katle, and he dies, he's killed. Rav Huna was correct that unfortunately this person who wasn't asking Mechilas, who was punished for insulting the great Gadol HaDor Rav, and it's a terrible, terrible thing to insult anybody, but to insult the Gadol HaDor, that's not something that you want to have in your list of doings or deeds as you go into Yom Kippur, and Nebuch, this butcher, died. Similar story, Rav Hava Pasek Sidra Kamedi Rabbi. Now here Rav is going to be the one that's going to be asking Mechila, the great, 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 great Rav. So Rav was learning, Pasek Sidra, Rashi says, is he was arranging the parshos of the Chumash or of the Nevi'im or of the Ksuvim. He was arranging them, in other words, he was learning them Kamedi Rabbi, in front of the great Rav Yehuda Nasi, his Rabbi. Now, we turn to Pezayin Amibayz, Oyel, along comes in Rabbi Chia, Rav's uncle, who was also the star pupil of Rabbi. Ozil also Rabbi Chia, and Rav starts in the beginning. They're up to Perek Beis. Rav goes back to Perek Aleph. Hodel Reishe starts in the beginning in order that Rabbi Chia should hear from the entire beginning. As Rashi says over here, "Gam hu haya chafetz lifsok imo." Rabbi Chia also wanted to learn, so v'chazav bishvil l'rosh parsha. So Rav went back to the beginning in order that Rabbi Chia should hear from the beginning. Okay, another great Talmud Chacham enters. Ayel Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara comes in then, and same thing. Rav goes back to the very beginning in honor of Bar Kapara. Okay? Hodol Reshe. Now, also Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. Rabbi's son, the great Rabbi Shimon, he comes in. So, Rav goes back to the beginning. Hodol Reshe. He doesn't want anybody to miss out. So he goes back to Bereshit Bar Elokim. He goes back to the very beginning of whatever they were learning in Tanakh. Then comes in also Rabbi Chanina Bar Choma. Now, Rabbi Chanina Bar Choma was the Rabbi of Rav, as we'll see in the story. And he was a great, 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 great tzaddik. But Rav was already, I guess, he'd done it for Rav Chia, he'd done it for Bar Kapara, he'd done it for Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi, and Rav said, enough is enough. Rav made a mistake, he's going to apologize for this. Also, Rav Chanina Bar Chama, and Omar Rav said, Kulei, hi, Ned Davineza, again I got to go back? And lo, hodar, he kept on going, he was in Perek Beis, he just kept on going, he didn't go back to Perek Aleph, he didn't go back to the beginning. Now, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama must have known, or had heard or had seen that Rav had gone back for Rav Chia, Rav had gone back for Bar Kapara, Rav had gone back for Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, but Rav is not going back for Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, who was Rav's Rebbe, and Ikbid, Rabbi Chanina, he was very upset, because after all, this is a slap in his face, he went back for all the others, and he doesn't go back for his own Rebbe, so Ikbid, Rabbi Chanina, and Rav realized he made a mistake. And also Rav Legabei, Rav went to Rabbi Chanina to ask for forgiveness, not one time, not two times, but 13 times. For the next 13 years, he went to him, Tleser Male Yomi de Kippurah, every Erev Yom Kippur. This was the most important thing on Rav's mind to do on Erev Yom Kippur, was to ask Mechila from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. However, Velo Ifayis, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama did not meichel him. Now, this is an unbelievably strange story, which the Gemara is now going to explain. So it's unbelievably strange on Rav's part that he did this, number one. But okay, he did it. No human being is perfect. Rav immediately recognized he did something wrong and asked for Mechila. So we just learned the din is you should ask Mechila three times. He did it 13 times. We just said that you shouldn't ask more than three times. So the Gemara says, how could Rav ask him 13 times? V'echi ovid hachi. V'am Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Kol avakesh motu mechaveiro. I avakesh v'meno Yossi Misholish Padam. We just learned a second ago that you're not supposed to ask Mechila more than three times. After that, you've done your job, and if the person's an action, the person's not going to forgive you, so then you don't ask him and keep on doing it for the rest of his life. So how could Rav go back 13 times? He should have stopped after three. So Gemara says, no, Rav is shiny. Rashi explains, Machmer Yoli Asmo. Rav says, it's not that it's also to go back more than three times, it's you don't have to go back more than three times. And therefore, since it's not also, that's the way Rav understood this, so therefore, I'm going to keep on going back until I get Mechila. That's the way Rashi understands it. The Rabbeinu Chananel, towards the last of the thin lines here on this daf, and the Rabbeinu Chananel says that the answer is Rav Shaini. On the very last line, he says, Klomar Rabbi Chinina Rabo Shorav Hava. Rav Shaini, your Rebbe, it's different. And therefore, a general person that you hurt, if he doesn't forgive you after three times, that's it. Fartik, you're done. You don't have to do any more. But for your Rebbe, if you hurt your Rebbe, Rabbi Chinina Barchama was Rav's Rebbe. Therefore, he has to do even more. For your Rav Shaini, it's different. In any event, this was, Rav was the exception to the rule for whatever the reason, and we can understand Rav why he went 13 times. But now, how can we understand Rabbi Chanina? Why didn't Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama forgive his star pupil Rav? Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Hechi Avrochi, how come he didn't forgive Rav? For all my Rav has taught us, Kol Mavra Amidosov, Mavirin La Koposhov. This is the most important thing in terms of principles, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person. If a person is very quick to forgive other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be very quick to forgive you. If you're a stickler for every absolute thing that somebody owes you, you demand that you get back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demand the same from you. So if somebody is very generous and nice, call him Avraham Idoso, he's, okay, you hurt me, I forgive you, Nishkefelech, not such a big deal. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, you hurt me, but Nishkefelech, not such a big deal, I'll forgive you. So how could Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama not forgive his star pupil Rav? You're talking about a person who hurt you. Fine, this is Rav. How could he not forgive him? So Gemara gives a very, very interesting answer. And Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Chalma Chazi Leila Rav. Rabbi Chanina saw a dream, and in his dream he saw Rav was dizakfuhu bedikla, that he was hanging from a dikla. Dikla is a palm tree. Now, what does that mean? Ugmira, we have a Kabbalah that if you see somebody in a dream that's hanging from a palm tree, they're called the Zakfu Bedikla Reishahabi. He's going to become the head. He's going to become the leader. Now, who was the leader? Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama was the Rosh Yeshiva. And he saw in a dream that Rav is going to become the new Rosh Yeshiva. Now, usual way that a Rosh Yeshiva is replaced is Nebuch when the Rosh Yeshiva dies. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama says, Rav is going to replace me. That means I'm going to die. So therefore, he said, Omar, Shmami no boilem eved roshusa, that Rav is going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. Let's send them to a different yeshiva to become the Rosh Yeshiva. This way I won't die. And therefore, what I'm going to do is velo ifayis. I'm not going to forgive Rav. Rav's going to keep on coming. I'm not going to forgive him. After a while, Rav's going to say, I can't stay in this yeshiva anymore. And I'll go and open up a new yeshiva. And that's exactly what he did. Ki hechi delezo ulagamer araisa bebavel. That Rav should leave Eretz Yisrael, which he did, went to Bavel, which he did, and became the great Rav in Bavel. Like Rebbe was called Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, Rav was given this honorific, he was given the title of Rav for all of Bavel. So therefore, this was actually a very good thing for Klal Yisrael, and a good thing for Rav, ultimately, and also it was a good thing for Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, that he didn't die, and Rav didn't replace him as the Rosh Yeshiva. Tana Rabbanu, we learn the following b'risa, mitzvahs vidui, er yom kippur, mimchashecha, there's an obligation for a person to say vidui, er yom kippur, as it's getting dark. However, Abel Amru Chacham said, don't wait. We always have the Suda Mavsekis, we always have a meal on Erev Yom Kippur. So, Rachmanu Litzlan, a person could become sleepy from the meal, he could choke in the meal, he could, Rachmanu Litzlan, get into a position, a mood, that he's not in a great shape to go, and say vidui, so say vidui before the meal. That's why we do. We daven mincha before we have our meal in Erev Yom Kippur, and we have at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, we have the Alchetz, we have the full vidui process, Erev Yom Kippur, during mincha. And this is because Shema Titarv Daita Besuda, that a person may, unfortunately, eat and then not be able to do the vidui, and therefore, we say the vidui then. But the Afal Pish is Vada Kom Shosa, even though we did the vidui by Mincha, we do it again. You should do a vidui again before Mariv. Before you daven Mariv, you should go and do a vidui again. Because Shema Era Dover Kalkala Besuda, because of the things that maybe you did wrong in the Suda. Maybe you didn't bench properly. Maybe you forgot to make a bracha. Maybe you ate in a way that was disgusting to other people. So, therefore, Shema Era Dover Kalkala Besuda, and you should make another vidui. Now, we don't have this codified that we do a separate vidui before Mariv. We do it during Mincha, and we do it during Mariv. But some suggest, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the Tefillah Zaka that we say that many people have the custom of saying before we start Kol Nidre, that is this extra vidui that they're referring to. It's a beautiful tefillah, and strongly recommended that everybody say that tefillah. You should get the shul early to sit and contemplate, and that tefillah is a beautiful tefillah. In any event, the afal pi shesvada arvis, and even though you are going to now say vidui again on the night of Yom Kippur, Yisvada Shachris, we do Vidur again in Shachris. And even though you did it in Shachris, Yisvada Musaf, we do it again by Musaf. And even though we do it by Musaf, Yisvada B'mincha, we say Vidur by Mincha, and B'mincha Yisvada B'Ni'ilah. And even though we do the Vidur by Mincha, so we also do it by Ni'ilah as well. And where do we say the Vidur? Ve'echad Omro. So we all know, Yochid, an individual, says it in his private Shemoneh Esrei, after he says the Hamavarach Soysova Shalom, so he says Yul Rasonim Refi, and then he goes into the Vidu. Yochid Achar Tvila. So you say that the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei after you finish the Brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Chazan, when he does the Chazar Sashatz, Ushliach Tzibur, Omro Bi Emtza. The Shliach Tzibur does it in the middle Bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't do it at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, and as we'll see, the Gemara tells us that everybody says it along with the Chazan at that point in time, as we all are familiar. Now, what exactly is the Vidui itself? My Omar, what did they say? So we know on Nusach of our davening today, and it's going to be a combination in different places of almost all of these shitas that we're now about to bring down. We're going to bring down six different opinions. My Omar, what is constituting this Vidui? So Omar Rav, Atiyodei Rozei Olam. This is the tefillah that we say, Atiyodei Rozei Olam, Salumo Sisri Kochoi, etc., etc., which is part of our avoda on Yom Kippur. We say this before the Al-Chaitz. Ushmul Amar, now Ushmul is the only tefillah that we don't know what it is. Ushmul Amar, Mimamake Halev. This is a tefillah that we do not have in our davening. Rashi just tells us that this is a tefillah, but we don't know what tefillah this is. It's not part of our regular davening. Levi Amar, the third opinion is, Uvesoros Chol Kusuv Leimor, and Rashi says that it says, Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechap Alechem, Latar Eschem Yichol Chatos Echem, and that is the addition that Levi said is part of the Vidui. Again, the actual Vidui is Achet Shechatanu, that you have to say the Chetz that you did. Rav Yochanan, the fourth Tefillah, was Omar Ribon Ha'olamim. Which Ribon Ha'olam is this? So Rashi tells us, Ki lo al tzitkosenu anachnu mapilim lefanecha. Now this, we don't say on Yom Kippur. We say this every day in the davening. This is found right after L'olam Ye'odam in the morning in the Korbanos section of the davening, right before you say the paragraph of Shema in the Korbanos section. So that's where we say this. We say this every day. The fifth tefillah is from Rabbi Yehuda. Until now they've been Amarayim, and now we have Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, and he tells us, Ki abonosenu rabu limimnos, v'chatosenu otzmu misaper. Again, this is a tefillah that's familiar to us from the Yom Kippur davening. And then finally, the final sheet is Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna Omar Elokai, comma. You always will say Elokai with a comma after it. Elokai, Netzor L'Shnimi Ra. Elokai, Neshomash Nasatabi. So it's never Elokai Ad. So you always have to have a pause afterwards. Elokai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God. Ad Shelo Notzarti, Eni Chedai. Until I was created, wasn't Kedai to make. This is a famous machlokes we made. Was it Roy that people should be born? Is it better that we're born in sin, or is it better that we're not born and then we don't sin? So this is a famous machlokes we have the Gemara in Erevin. So this kapitel we also are familiar with saying in the davening. So it says, Okay, Ashel notzati eni chedai. Ashel shenotzati kilo notzati. Now that I have been made, you decided to make us, so we're better off if we hadn't been made, as if we didn't get made because we don't do so good. I'm dirt in your lifetime, and so much more so in my death when I really am dirt. I'm in front of you like a filthy vessel that's filled with busha, embarrassment, and chlima, other types of embarrassment, shame. It should be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefanecha shelo echta, that I shouldn't sin anymore. And that which I sinned, umashcha tosi, please, those sins that I did, merok barachamecha, you should erase them and not have them give me suffering, and not have them cause me suffering, is what we add as well. So in any event, the different Amoraim and the one Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, so they said all of these tefillos as part of their preparatory vidui, because the real vidui is to actually pronounce and state the sins that you did, and that, Be'ezus Hashem, you'll never do them again. You commit to not doing them again. Now, that last paragraph that we just said, that was said by Rava every day of the year. V'hainu vidui de Rava, kula shata. He would say this every single day. However, Udram Amnuna, Zuta, Biyoma de Kippurim. And Rav Hamnuna, Zuta, he said this on Yom Kippur. I'm not sure if this Rav Hamnuna, Zuta, is the same Rav Hanuna, we just said a moment ago, I would have thought so, that it was the same one person, but I'm not sure why he's called originally just Rav Hanuna, and here he's called Rav Hanuna Zut. In any event, Amar Mazutra, Mazutra said, Lo Amarin, Elo de Lo Amar, Aval Anathuchaton, all of these prefatory type statements that are made before the actual vidui are not the essential vidui. And Mazutra tells us that all of these were said because you didn't yet say Aval Anachnu V'Avaseinu Chatanu, which is the Yisrael we have, Aval Anachnu Chatanu. But once a person says Aval Omar, Aval Anachnu Chatanu, Oshamnu Baganu, etc., Su Lo Tzara, then if you already said the Oshamnus, if you already said Aval Chatanu, so then you don't have to say all these preparatory type of phrases. The Omar Bar Hamdude said, I was once standing, davening on Yom Kippur in front of Shmuel, Baba Yosef, and Shmuel was sitting down, and then only V'chimoto Shlicha to Tzibura, only when the Shliach Tzibur got up to the point and he said, V'omar, he said, Avol Anachnu Chotanu, again, we have the years of Avol Anachnu V'Avoseinu Chotanu, so then Shmuel stood up, Kom Meikam, and he said the Vidui as we have it. So, in other words, Shmuel didn't say all of these phrases beforehand, and therefore, Bar Hamdudi said, Omar, Shmamino Iker Vidui Haihu. You can see from the way Shmuel conducted himself that he stood up for this. This was the essential vidui, Avol Anachnu V'Avoseinu Chotanu, and then the Oshamnu Baganus that we say, that is the essential part of the vidui. And by the way, we have the custom to stand up based upon Shmuel standing up. When we say the vidui, we always say it standing up. Now, it's a little bit earlier in the daf than normally we finish off. However, we have a very short daf tomorrow. It's only a Omer Aleph, so this is a very good break point. Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we finish off the beautiful Masechta of Yuma. With this, we conclude today's shiur.